Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Charlie. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. We're talking today about remote work done right. First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Okay, let's get to it. Regardless of the type, these devices need connectivity internet access to communicate with the applications and data. If staff don't have access to an organization-provided computing device at home, it may be possible to implement a bring-your-own-device BYOD policy to allow staff to use their personal devices for certain work purposes. The guidelines aren't intended to be fully comprehensive or adaptable to all business scenarios. In this case, I will assume that many employees who are using your services should also get some assistance from them. However, if you're working on such solutions, we'll consider providing support in order not only help but make sure they can meet our requirements as well. I've always wanted my own tools designed specifically for every application where people want power over computers. The software is very simple, just write commands into each file according exactly what needs to happen when someone requests control within those files. There's no magic wand here, there isn't anything wrong about doing so. It simply works by adding command lines between one indent point line under any user interface based upon how much bandwidth users would like per account level, instead than having multiple ends run simultaneously. Either way, I'm assuming everyone has everything running together correctly without affecting other machines, which might result more problems. If anyone wants something completely different, then please let me know below. Remain focused on your tasks to ensure your delivery and performance isn't impacted. Prioritize your daily tasks to focus on those that require urgent and immediate attention. Create a priority list you can share with your manager and work toward it. This is how we plan for the future. HTML, you've just got 2 days left in which there's no time, so I'm not sure what else will happen next. The following code was written by Adam Jansen at CodePen 2013 and has been updated since then. You'll need an HTML file or browser extension installed if using this script. Honeywell, Bank of America, Best Buy and Yahoo have made similar shifts away from remote work in recent years. About 3.1% of the Chicago metro area's workforce, or 131,000 employees, worked from home at least half the time in 2015, according to an analysis of census data by Global Workplace Analytics. As more employers allow people to work from home, they also are shrinking and revamping their offices to make employees excited to come in. In 2014 alone, there were 1,500 job openings for private sector workers who had left jobs after that year. More than 5 million Americans lost a single day on average last week during this period, which is why we saw about 2 million fewer layoffs since 2010, up nearly 11 over 2011. As part, the number of new hires has been increasing steadily under President Obama and his administration because most U.S. companies continue paying less attention due largely via hiring cuts but still pay far lower wages, instead more likely coming back with higher salaries rather than taking advantage than those making much better returns. When it comes down even further, remote working in the construction industry has been a long time coming. But with the increasing digitalization of the construction sector, working from home is becoming more and more common. Site visits will still be necessary for senior personnel and construction site managers. The use of various software solutions supports the growing trend for remote work in the construction industry. Projects are often used to schedule projects that need assistance. However, many have not yet received any official guidance regarding how they should proceed as part-time workers. Citation needed. In addition, some companies consider using web applications such Asynchronous Web Services (ASWS) or ASPAS, which can help them manage their tasks on demand by providing high-quality data files stored inside an external storage system like Microsoft Azure Storage Service System at its own risk. Due process requirements if you're planning your project's development workflow within minutes rather than hours. Even's team is intentionally split between multiple states and countries. We know firsthand the benefits of being digital and agile through remote work. COVID-19 is causing economic stress, especially for small businesses and consumers living paycheck to paycheck. COVID-19 has forced their hand between going out of business right away or making remote work possible. Copyright 2017. Couple.com. Episode 876 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Charlie Harris. Adios.